Volunteers connect with seniors in RCMP program. 6 days a week, a group of 27 seniors who live independently in the West Shore get a daily phone call as part of the Keep in Touch program run by the West Shore RCMP. The program, administered through the detachment's community policing section, sees a police officer from the detachment oversee a group of 11 volunteers. The volunteers call the seniors, who live on their own and do not have any family or close friends to check on them regularly, to verify that they are well. If they don't answer the phone call, the volunteer will notify their emergency contact or call an officer to do a wellness check. Most of them like to chat, some more than others, but it is the same with the volunteers as well, said Catherine Tinney, who joined the program about 2.5 years ago. Volunteers reach out by phone, Monday to Friday, starting at 8:30 a.m. Clients vary in age, with the oldest 100 years old. She turns 101 on January 2nd. We talk about the weather. Lately we have been talking about Christmas, said Tinney. I really enjoy to chit-chat with them. Sometimes they will tell us about their lives, what it was like growing up as a child or hobbies, such as gardening. When she heard about the program, she volunteered because she thought that the role was right up my alley. She gets on the phone one morning every other week. The volunteers recently dropped off tins of cookies to the seniors, to bring a little holiday cheer to their lives. Every year in May, the group meets in person to socialize over tea. Some clients have been with the program since its inception in 2002. For more information, or to volunteer, contact the West Shore RCMP Community Policing Section at 250-391-3367. Trolley stuffed with cash, gifts. The community really stepped up for the City of Langford's 2023 Stuff the Trolley Challenge, which collected $2,900 in cash, $400 in gift cards, more than 1,000 food items, 80 toys and non-food related items for the Goldstream Food Bank and the Hamper Program at Ruth King Elementary School. Throughout the month of December, the Langford Trolley traveled around the municipality, collecting donations at the annual Langford Light Up, Belmont Secondary School, Weston Bear Mountain Golf Resort and Spa, and the West Shore Town Center. It's wonderful to see the community come together to support those in need in such a significant way, said Langford Mayor Scott Goodmanson. While we always see an abundance of donation campaigns during the holiday season, I want to remind everyone that donations are needed year-round. Food bank usage has increased significantly over recent years. I encourage the community to keep the Goldstream Food Bank in mind now and throughout 2024. Food Banks Canada has reported a 32% increase in food bank visits from 2022 to 2023 and a 78.5% increase compared to 2019. For more information, of to donate, go to goldstreamfoodbank.org. Auto Group boosts Victoria Hospital's foundation campaign. A Victoria-based automotive group has announced that it will match all donations up to $50,000 made to the Victoria Hospital's foundation's Imaging is Power campaign until December 31. The GAIN group of companies hopes to inspire other businesses, as well as individuals, to support Island Healthcare. Launched in October, the goal of the $11 million is to upgrade 3 MRIs being used at Royal Jubilee and Victoria General Hospital, among other pieces of equipment. We are deeply thankful the GAIN group of companies is once again stepping up as our leader and helping our hospitals in such a strong way. Their gift will inspire many more, fueling a last push of generosity to end 2023 strong for our hospitals, our dedicated care teams and the patients they serve, said the Victoria Hospitals Foundation in a statement. Both hospitals are referral sites for all advanced care on Vancouver Island, with the funds put to upgrading 6 pieces of medical imaging equipment. For more information, or to donate, go to victoriahf.ca. Alzheimer Society needs hands. The Alzheimer Society of BC is sending out an urgent call seeking support group volunteers to fill a range of in-person positions. According to an Imagine Canada report, 65% of not-for-profit organizations are experiencing a shortage of new volunteers and half are struggling with volunteer retention. By volunteering with us, you have the power to bring joy, comfort and support to people affected by dementia, said Colleen Cahoon, manager of community services for Vancouver Island. Our volunteers have the opportunity to show people affected by dementia they're not alone. More than 85,000 people live with dementia in BC by 2030. That number is expected to rise to nearly 134,000. Volunteers have the flexibility to contribute remotely, in person or both. The society offers training and ongoing support. Groups are held once a month and a monthly time commitment of 3 to 6 hours is required, for a minimum of 1 year. Ideal candidates will have excellent interpersonal and problem-solving skills, a willingness to learn and a strong understanding of boundaries. For more information, or to join up, go to alzheimer.ca/bc/n/take-action/volunteer/current-volunteer-opportunities. Supporting the Nature Trust of BC. The Nature Trust of BC is calling on nature lovers and sustainably minded folks to give the gift of conservation this holiday season. One of the campaigns is aiming to raise $1 million to purchase and protect 38.7 hectares of mature coastal Douglas fir forest on Denman Island, within the Comox First Nation traditional territory. This purchase will ensure that its sensitive rare mature forests and wetlands are protected in perpetuity for the vulnerable species that rely on them. The property is in a coastal Douglas fir biogeoclimatic zone, the rarest in British Columbia, with only 11.5% protected provincially. The area contains a riparian corridor along Beadnell Creek, home to the largest Class A salmon spawning stream on Denman Island. It is also home to 7 species at risk Act listed bird species, including the threatened marbled murrelet, barn swallow and western screech owl. You can also find, of special concern, listed birds, including the ancient murrelet, great blue heron, olive-sided flycatcher and common nighthawk on this land. For more information, or to contribute, go to naturetrust.bc.ca/r-projects/denman-island-coastal-rainforest. Pere at timescolonist.com.